亲爱的各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天是2020年12月24日星期四。今天呢，我们又非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的詹德西克法布继续为我们讲述有关主奎什纳在文达万赞沙和我们的逍遥时光。欢迎大家聆听。哈利奎什纳，
哈利奎什纳。 Good morning to everybody.
哈利奎什纳，大家早上好。
So, let us chant our prayers, and then we shall begin.
我们呢来念一些祷文，然后呢我们再开始。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur UnmilitamJena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana SahitamKrishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo NamahaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim VyasamTato Jaya Mudirayet Hare Krishna. So today we shall begin chapter 18.Of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
今天呢，我们来讲述《圣殿薄伽瓦坛》的第十篇第十八章。
Lord Balaram slays the demon Pralamba.
Balarama 呢，就是杀死这个 Pralamba 恶魔。
So in the Vrindavan Leela.Krishna kills most of the demons.
在本达问逍遥时光当中呢 ，Krishna 杀死了很多的大部分的这些恶魔。
And Balaram, Lord Balaram, I believe he kills two of the demons.
主巴拉拉玛呢？我确信他是杀死了两个恶魔。
One is the Dhenukasura demon.
其中一个呢是 Dhenukasura。恶魔。
We have already spoken about that incident.
我们呢已经讲述过这个逍遥时光了。
And the second demon is Pralambasura.
他杀死的第二个恶魔呢是 Pralambasura 恶魔。
Which is chapter 18 of the Bhagavatam.
这是呢就是圣殿薄伽瓦坛的第十篇的第十八章。
The Dhenukasura demon let's find what chapter that was described in.
15.
Was it? Chapter 15?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, chapter 15 was the pastime of Dhenukasura being killed.
在第十五章中呢，就是就巴拉拉玛杀死这个 Dhenukasura 恶魔这个逍遥时光。
So these are the two demons that Lord Balaram killed in the Vrindavan Leela.
所以呢，这两个恶魔就是主巴拉拉玛在文达文所杀死的两个恶魔。
So as we discussed last week,
我们上周呢所谈论到
chapter 1-14, and then chapter 16 describes Krishna's first age group, the Kaumara age group.
在一到就是十四章呢，还有这个十六章呢。是描述了 Krishna 他第一个年龄段，就是 Kumara 这个年龄段的逍遥时光。
And then chapter 15, which is the incident of Lord Balaram killing Dhenukasura, describes Krishna's second age group, Pauganda.
就是在第十五章呢，就是主巴拉玛杀死 Dhenuka 恶魔这个逍遥时光呢，就是发生在 Krishna。他是第二个年龄阶段，Pauganda 这个年龄段的。
So it's specifically from chapter 18 that a description of Krishna's third age group, Krishna and Balaram, the description of the pastimes of their third age group, Kaishora.
所以呢，就是从第十八章开始呢，就是描述了。主 Krishna 和 Balarama 他们第三个年龄阶段，Kishora 这个年龄段上演的逍遥时光。
Kishora. We have already shared this many times, so I'm not going to write it again.
我们之前呢已经分享过很多次了，所以呢在此呢我也不再写下来。
So by this time, Kamsa is quite clear that this boy in Vrindavan, Krishna, is probably Vasudev's son.
在这个时候呢，康萨就已经非常确认，就是在文达文的这个男孩 Krishna， 很有可能就是Vasudeva 的第八个儿子。
He doesn't have 100% proof yet, but he's quite sure.
他其实并没有说百分之百的这种证据表明，但是呢，就是他已经非常确信，很大程度上是这样子。
And Kamsa is a king, and he's a very powerful king, and so he has his spies everywhere.
康萨呢，他是一位国王，非常有力量的国王，所以呢。他四处都遍布了这些他的间谍。
Every king has spies. Every state government they have spies. So in the past also there were spies.
就是呢，就像每个国王呢，这个政府他们都有间谍，所以呢，在过去呢，这个国王他也是有这个间谍的。
So Kamsa also had.
所以康萨他也有他的间谍。
So they regularly reported to him about so many things, but they also regularly reported to him about his associates that were killed by this boy Krishna in Vrindavan, who was staying with Nanda Maharaj.
所以呢，他就就是经常这些间谍呢，向康萨就是汇报了很多的不同的事情，同时呢，他也就是。他的这些朋友也汇报了有关就是在这个文达文的Krishna 的这些情况。
So he wasn't 100% sure, but he was quite certain.
所以呢他并不是百分之百的确认， 但是呢，他还是说，就是比较很大程度上的能够肯定。
So one day, Kamsa was deeply thinking about this point.
所以呢，有一天呢，康沙呢，他就深思这一点。
How he had sent a number of his supporters, right? Powerful demons. He had support them, but they were all killed by this boy.
然后呢，他又考虑到他已经派了就是那么多的恶魔，然后成千上百的恶魔去想要杀掉 Krishna， 但是呢，最终他们都被 Krishna 所杀掉。
And he was not so sure what to do going into the future. He wasn't very clear, you know, because everyone he had sent, they had been killed.
所以呢，他望眼未来，他就感到有一些茫然。因为他所派的每一个人似乎都被杀了。
So he was feeling a little bit down.
所以呢，他情绪有一些低落。
What to do, what to do, what to do.
该怎么办呢？该怎么办呢？
So, at this time, another of his demon associates came, Pralamba.
所以在这种情况下呢，这些恶魔的他的有一个同伴就是 Pralamba.
And he could see that Kamsa was down.
他可以看出来康萨这时候情绪低沉。低落。
So he asked, "My Lord, why are you down?"
他就问我的主啊，你怎么看起来郁郁寡欢呢
？So Kamsa responded, "Don't you know?"
然后呢，康沙就回答他说，你知道吗
？You didn't hear?
你难道没有听说过吗？
Of course, Pralamba had heard also because these were all associates of Kamsa and they stayed with him. So he had also heard, you know, all of the demons that had been sent had been killed. So he knew.
当然了 ，Pralamba 魔呢，他当然知道就是这些事情，因为他也是就是康萨他那的这些恶魔的这些同伴也一直跟他在一起。所以呢，他也了解到，就是凡是康萨派过去的这些恶魔，其实都被杀掉了。
So that's why Kamsa was surprised. You don't know? You didn't hear?
所以呢，这就是为什么康萨感到有些惊讶。他说：“难道你不知道吗？你没有听说过吗
？”So Pralamba said, "Send me."
所以呢，帕拉玛他又说，那就派我去吧。
But Kamsa was not, he didn't respond so favorably to this.
但是呢，康萨并不特别欣然的去接受他的这一提议。
Why? Because he understood, well, if you go, you'll probably be killed also, like everybody else. Why are you more special than they are?
因为康萨他就想，如果你前去的话，你也像其他人一样，同样会被杀掉。你有什么特殊之处呢
？Are you more powerful than Putana? Are you more powerful than Denuka, etc.? Are you more powerful?
难道你比 Putana、比 Denuka 他们都更有力量吗
？Of course, he didn't specifically say this, but this was his thinking.
当然了，康萨并没有把这些他的想法说出口，他只是心里是这么想。
And because this was what he was thinking when Pralamba said, "Send me, I'll do it," he didn't respond so enthusiastically.
所以呢，因为这就是他的想法，所以呢，当帕拉玛摩就是提议就是派我去吧，然后这个时候康萨呢，他并不是那么热情的去接受他的这个。
He responded in a way that
Nah,
you won't be able to do it. Like all the others, you will also be killed. This was the mood of his response.
所以呢，康沙他的反应呢，就是，其实如果我派你去的话，你也会像其他人一样被杀掉。这就是康沙当时他的一个心态。
So Pralambasura could feel that Kamsa did not have much faith in him.
所以呢，帕朗巴摩呢，他自身也挺有自知之明的，他能感受到就是，康沙对他并没有多少信心。
So Pralamba, you know, spoke like demons do. They always speak these big, big words.
所以呢，这个时候呢，帕朗巴摩呢，他呢就开始说大话了，就像通常恶魔总是会口出狂言。
So Pralamba spoke the big, big words. Oh no, I can do it, and da 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 da. So many things he said.
所以呢，帕拉玛摩呢，他又开始就是信口开河，说他就是能够做到什么什么的。
He was feeling a bit insulted. Why King Kamsa doesn't have faith in him? He was feeling a bit insulted, and the ego was disturbed.
所以呢，这个帕拉玛摩呢，他其实就是看到康沙对他的这种态度呢，他感到就是受到了羞辱，他的这个自我呢，他的假我，他就感到受到了这个刺激。
So he insisted on going. So Kamsa said, "Okay, up to you. If you want to go, go." Just like that, he was not so enthusiastic.Because he didn't think it would work.
这个帕拉玛摩呢，他自己非常坚持，一定要去。那么这个时候呢，康沙就对他说：“好吧，那就取决于你，你想去就去吧。”然后呢，他其实并不是认为他能够杀掉这个恶魔。
So Pralamba came to Vrindavan.
所以呢，这个帕拉玛摩呢，他就去到了文达文。
And remember, these demons, they also have, you know, as we have said many times, they have their mystic powers.
就像我们谈到过很多次，这个恶魔呢，通常他们都有玄秘力量的。
They can change their forms and be big and small and disappear and things like this. They have these abilities.
所以呢，这些恶魔们，他们呢能够变换他们的形体，然后呢可以变大变小，他们呢甚至还可以隐身，让其他人看不到他们。
So Pralamba came and he felt, so he took the disguise of a cowherd boy.
所以呢，帕拉玛摩他就来到了文达文，他把自己乔装打扮成一位牧牛童。
So this cowherd, but he took the form of a particular cowherd boy who did not come with Krishna and Balaram on this day.
所以呢，他就把自己乔装打扮成一位，就是刚好这个当日没有与 Krishna 和 Balaram 前来的那位牧牛童。
It doesn't exactly say why this particular cowherd boy didn't come on this day. It simply said he had other things to do at home, so he didn't come.
就是没有很详细的提到为什么这位牧牛童就是在当天没有前来，只是提到了这个牧牛童他还有其他的一些事情要做，所以呢他就没有前往。
So somehow Pralamba knew about this. He knew that such and such a boy didn't come.
所以呢，不管怎么样，帕拉玛摩呢还是打听到了，就是其中有一位牧牛童今儿就没来，所以呢，他就乔装打扮成这位牧牛童。
And he disguised himself, or he transformed himself into the form of that particular boy.
所以呢，他就把自己就是。变化为这个牧牛童的这个形象。
But as you would expect, Krishna understood.
但是呢，就像我们所期待的 ，Krishna 其实他是知道的。
Because Krishna also knew the boy didn't come and why he couldn't come on that day, because the boy would have said something to Krishna, certainly.
就是呢，Krishna 他呢，知道这位牧牛童他就是具体他需要忙其他的一些事情，以及为什么知道这位牧牛童没有来，以及为什么没有来，因为这位牧牛童肯定也会跟 Krishna 就是讲类似的这样的事情。
So Krishna knew that this particular boy had not come on this day.
所以呢 ，Krishna 知道就在当天的话呢，就这个特定的这个牧牛童他确实没有来。
So when he saw this supposed boy, then he understood straight away must be a demon.
所以呢，就是当他看到这个就是乔装打扮之后的这个牧牛童呢，他就知道他是谁。
But Krishna pretended like he didn't know.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他就假装他还不知道是那个恶魔乔装打扮的。
But he knew. But he pretended like he didn't know. So when the boy, you know, came, Pralamba disguised as the boy came into the group of the other boys, then Krishna, you know, behaved like everything is normal, no, nothing different.
Krishna 其实是知道是这个恶魔乔装打扮成这位牧牛童，但是呢 ，Krishna 还是假装他不知道，所以呢，他就还是像就是平时的一切就是顺利的在进行着，他也没有就是说特别的去指出来。
So in this way, the day continued, and you know they played all their boy games.
所以呢，就以此方式呢，这一切都很顺利的进行着。他们呢，在玩着他们的游戏。
We have heard a lot about the games the boys used to play.
我们经常就是听到过有关这些男孩们他们玩的这些游戏。
I haven't done it yet, but I'm going. My plan is to note down all of the different games that Krishna and the cowherd boys used to play and put them all in one place.
我呢，目前的话还没有完全的做完。我就是想要把 Krishna 跟他的牧牛童朋友们他们玩过的这些游戏都一一就是说能够整理记录下来。
But anyway, they, you know, did their games.
但不管怎么说呢，他们是在玩着他们的游戏。
So one of the games they would play was wrestling. Sometimes they would play wrestling.
其中他们玩的一个游戏呢，就是那个摔跤的游戏。
Because when Krishna detected Pralambasura, he also began to think how to kill this particular demon. He began to think how to do that.
因为就是当 Krishna 就是看到这个恶魔帕拉玛苏若的时候呢，他当时他就想应该以怎样的方式去杀死他。
In order to do that, he devised a particular kind of game.
所以呢，为了能够实现他的这个目标呢，他就想到了就是他就创作了一种游戏。
So in this game, it was a wrestling game.
所以呢，就是这个摔跤的这个游戏。
And then the losers had to carry the winners on their shoulders.
就是这个失败的一方呢，需要背这种胜者这一方。
So they would, you know, have their wrestling, and they had two groups. First, Krishna decided to have two groups of boys.
所以呢，他们就开始了他们的这个摔跤游戏。他们呢分成了两组。
And the boys naturally wanted Krishna and Balaram to be the leader of the different groups.
所以呢，他们呢就是希望 Krishna 和 Balarama 能够成为他们这个两个主的这个领头人。
Generally speaking, among the cowherd boys, Lord Balaram, he was considered to be the leader.
通常来说呢，在牧牛童朋友当中呢，主巴拉拉玛是属于这个首领。
Because he was Krishna's elder brother, so he was the unofficial leader of all the cowherd boys.
所以呢，因为巴拉拉玛呢，他是 Krishna 的这个哥哥，所以呢，就是很自然的，就巴拉拉玛就成了这些所有牧牛童呢，他的这个就是领头的。
And often, or most of the times, the boys would address him as Rama.
很多时候呢，这些牧牛童们呢，都称呼主巴拉拉玛为 Rama.
They would just say Rama. It's short form, right? Because boys like to use nicknames, as you know. Children, they like to use nicknames.
就是呢。他们总是就是称呼主巴拉拉玛，就是简称就是 Rama， 因为通常孩子的话呢，都相互称呼对方的这种昵称。
So they made the two groups. Krishna made the two groups, and Pralamba he felt Krishna seems to be more strong. So I'll go on Krishna's group.So I don't need to fight against Krishna in the wrestling. So I'll go with Krishna's group.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 呢，把这些牧牛童们分成两个组。因为这个 Pralamba 魔呢，他感到 Krishna 是更有力量的，更加强壮，所以呢，他又决定就加入到 Krishna 这一组。因为这样的话呢，他又没有必要再跟 Krishna 就是进行摔跤、进行打斗，所以呢，他就。自然的加入到 Krishna 的这个这一组当中。
So they began wrestling, and in the course, Krishna's group basically lost.
所以呢，就是他们就开始进行了摔跤，在这个整个过程当中呢 ，Krishna 的这一组基本上可以说是失败了。
Although Krishna is undefeatable, but when he would play with his friends, sometimes he would lose.
就是尽管 Krishna 他是就是不可能就是被战败的，但是呢，有时候在跟他的这些朋友们在玩游戏的时候呢，他是允许自己就是成为这个失败的一方。
Just like we recall from the pastime.Of Mother Yasoda binding Lord Krishna. Krishna cannot be tied by anyone.
就像我们能够回忆起亚瑟达妈妈捆绑 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光，事实上呢 ，Krishna 他不可能被任何人所捆绑。
But because of her love, she was able to tie him.
但是呢，由于亚瑟达妈妈她的这份母爱呢，所以呢，他可以捆住 Krishna。
So in a similar way, when Krishna would play or have games or competitions with his friends, because of their love for him, they would defeat him in wrestling or running or other things like this.
所以呢，同样的，就是在 Krishna 跟他的牧牛童。朋友们，他们在做游戏或者在举行竞赛这样的一些活动当中呢，由于这些牧牛童对 Krishna 的这份爱，所以呢 ，Krishna 有时候会允许他自己被战败。不管是在比如说在摔跤呀，或者在这种跑步这样的游戏当中。
So in this incident also.Krishna was defeated by Sri Dharma. Sri Dharma is one of Krishna's important or prominent friends.
所以呢，在这个游戏当中呢 ，Krishna 就被他的这个朋友 Sri Dharma 所击败。 所以达玛呢，他是属于龟什那牧牛童朋友当中很突出显要的一位。
One day, not today, we will talk about the different categories of cowherd boys.
我们呢将来不是今天，就是以后有时间的话呢，我们可以来谈一下有关 Krishna 牧牛童朋友的这个分类。
You may have heard of the different categories of gopis, different ages, different categories of gopis. So in the same way, there are also different categories of gopas.
因为大家可能已经听说过有关牧牛童牧牛姑娘们他们的。这个根据不同的年龄段的他们的这种不同的分组，我们呢其实对于牧牛童朋友来说，他们也有不同的组，不同的分类。
So in this wrestling game, Krishna's team was defeated.
所以呢，在这个摔跤的游戏当中呢 ，Krishna 他这一队呢，是败的。
And this Pralamba was on Krishna's team.So he also, I guess you could say, he allowed himself to be defeated.
所以呢，就是，因为就是帕拉玛摩呢，他属于 Krishna 这一队，所以呢，可以说他其实也是允许他自己被战败。
And because remember, he thought Krishna seems to be the more powerful one, so better I'm on his side, so I don't have to fight with him.
就是他在刚开始加入之前呢，他就想，因为 Krishna 他认为是最强有力的，所以呢，如果我跟 Krishna 一队的话呢，我就没有必要再跟Krishna 进行摔跤比赛了。
So he, was defeated on Krishna's side, so he ended up carrying Lord Balaram.
所以呢，他就是在这一方呢，作为战败的一方呢，最终呢，他就需要去背主巴拉拉嘛。
So then, you know, the one team began to carry the other team. So Pralambasura carried Lord Balaram.
所以呢，他们就是其中一队需要背另外一队，然后呢，这个帕拉玛摩呢，他就需要背着主巴拉拉嘛。
And he wanted to. He felt better. I am far away from this one Krishna because.If I'm in his presence, maybe I cannot do anything. So better I'm away from the presence of Krishna. So when he carried Lord Balaram, he carried him away from Lord Krishna.
当时他背着主巴拉拉玛的时候，他就想，我还是尽量就是离 Krishna 远远的，因为如果 Krishna 在场的话，我啥事都干不了。所以呢。他就决定就是把主巴拉拉玛就尽可能的就是往离 Krishna 远的这个方向去背。
So he did.
所以他也这样做了。
And Balaram was still very much in the mood of a cowherd boy. He was not understanding what was going on.
主巴拉拉玛呢，当时他还是一个。小牧牛童的一个心态，其实他并不是太能够觉察到当时正在发生的一个情景。
Like we also read, oftentimes Krishna is also in the happiness of being a cowherd boy, and doesn't also sometimes know what's going on.
所以呢，就像我们经常所聆听到的，有时候呢，Krishna 呢，当他就是作为这个牧牛童，他的这个心态的时候呢，他处在非常开心的一个状态，他可能也没有意识到就是正在发生的事情。
You may remember when we talked about the killing of Agasura.
你们可能还记得当我们在谈这个杀掉阿嘎苏拉恶魔的时候。
The boys.And the calves, they were entering into the mouth of Agasura.
就是呢，这些牧牛童们，这些牛犊们，他们进入到了阿嘎苏拉的口中。
And Krishna was standing some distance away.
Krishna 呢，他站在远处的某一个地方。
And he was watching the boys and the calves, who were curious. They were just curious, you know. Let's go see what. And anyway, if something happens, Krishna will save us.
嗯，然后呢，他呢，当时就在观看着这些。牧牛头们，这些牛犊们，他们呢，由于这个好奇，他们想要就是走进这个恶魔的口中。他们呢，当时就想，如果万一出了什么事儿 ，Krishna 会拯救我们的。
So Krishna knew Agasura was a demon, but because of his affection, he was just, you know, really in his cowherd boy mood. He was momentarily, he wasn't sure what to do.
嗯，所以呢，Krishna 呢，其实他知道这个阿嘎苏拉是恶魔，但是呢，由于他的对于牧牛童的这份喜爱，然后呢，他当时还是处在这个牧牛童的这个心态当中，所以呢，他一下子有点不知所措。
He could see that they were happily going into Agasura's mouth, so he didn't want to stop them because he could see they were very happy, and he didn't want to disturb their happiness.
Krishna 呢可以看到这些牧牛童朋友们非常欢快的走入到了这个阿嘎苏拉的口中。这个时候呢 ，Krishna 并不想打扰他们的这种快乐，所以呢 ，Krishna 并没有阻止他们。
But at the same time, he knew they were entering into the mouth of a demon, so he was wondering, what should I do?
但同时呢 ，Krishna 也知道他们已经进入到了这个恶魔的口中。Krishna 当时就在想。我该怎么办呢
？Because he, in the happiness or in his affection, he just forgot he was the supreme personality of Godhead.
因为在 Krishna 他的这种喜爱，他的这种快乐当中呢，他已经忘记了他自己就是至尊人格守神。
So in this regard, also Lord Balaram, he was so absorbed in playing. He was so absorbed in playing that he just forgot his power.
所以呢，就是从这个意义上来讲呢，主巴拉拉玛呢，他已经专注在这个游戏当中，他已经忘记了就是他自己的力量。
So when Pralamba began to carry him away,Lord Balaram didn't think anything. He said, "Oh, it's just part of the game."
所以呢，当帕朗巴呢背着主巴拉拉玛就是走得越来越远的时候呢，这个时候主巴拉拉玛就原以为这也是属于游戏的一部分，也没有觉察到什么异样。
But then he saw the demon was going more away.
但是呢，后来他就发现这个恶魔走的实在是有点太远了。
So then Balaram, he became naturally, spontaneously, he became heavier and heavier.
所以很自然的主巴拉拉玛他又让自己变得越来越沉重。
And then as a small cowherd boy, the demon Pralamba could not continue to carry him. So then he transformed into his original big demon form.
所以呢，这个时候呢，这个帕拉玛恶魔呢，他就无法就是他乔扮成这个牧牛童的这个帕拉玛魔呢，他就无法再继续前行。然后呢，他就是在那个当时呢，他就现出原形，现出他恶魔的这个形体。
Then Balaram understood. Oh, this is strange.What's happening? How is it this boy all of a sudden became this big, strong, ugly-looking demon? He was a bit surprised.
然后呢，这个时候呢，主巴拉拉玛看到这一幕呢，他就大为吃惊。他当时想，这位牧牛头怎么转眼之间就变成了这么一个非常丑陋的、强有力的这么一个大的恶魔呢？
And it was so sudden, it happened so quickly, that he was a little bit afraid.
因为这个事情发生是如此的迅速突然，所以呢，主巴拉拉姆当时还有一点害怕。
Sometimes, you know, we experience something different, and it happens so quickly, momentarily. You know, we are really surprised and maybe a little bit afraid, but then, you know, within moments, we understand, oh, it's not a big problem. But sometimes it happens like that.
就是有时候呢，我们也有这样的体验，就是如果有一些不同寻常的事情发生的时候，尤其是就是突然之间，就是特别迅速的就出现的话呢，我们可能除了大为吃惊之外，我们多多少少还会感到有一点恐惧、害怕。但是呢，后来当我们了解了这个事情之后，我们发现其实也不是什么大的问题。所以呢，这也是就是。主 Balarama 的他的当时的一个心态。
So in the context of Lord Balaram, when this happened, it happened so quickly. He was momentarily surprised, and because such a from cowherd boy to this horrible form, little bit afraid.
所以呢，主巴拉拉玛的这个情景，也是这样的，就是当这位牧牛童就突然他转变成这么一个庞大的强壮的恶魔的时候呢，他多多少少就是有一点这种毛骨悚然的一个感觉。
And Balaram was also not sure, is this a demon or what is it? Because it seemed like this boy was a friend of Krishna. And it seemed like Krishna liked this boy. So how all of a sudden he became like this?
这个时候呢，主巴拉拉玛他就疑惑了。这个牧牛童，他是一位恶魔吗？因为看起来他原本是一个牧牛童的一个形体，他是 Krishna 的一位朋友， Krishna 还蛮喜欢他的牧牛童朋友的。
So should I kill him? Is he really Krishna's friend? Is he a demon? Oh, but it seemed like he was very friendly to Krishna and Krishna was very friendly to him. So he had this, again, momentary confusion.
所以呢，当时呢，主巴拉拉玛呢，他就是瞬间呢有一点困惑了。那么这个他是 Krishna 的朋友呢，还是他是恶魔呢？因为看起来 Krishna 对他还是蛮友好的，而且他对 Krishna 来说还是蛮友善的。
So Krishna could see, everybody could see what was happening. The boys and you know Krishna also could see what was happening.
事实上呢，每一个人都可以看到，就是目前所发生的这个情境。这些牧牛童朋友们，这些牧牛童男孩们，他们也能够看到所发生的情景。
And of course, Krishna knew what Lord Balaram was thinking.
当然了，主 Krishna 也知道主巴拉拉玛的所思所想。
So he reminded Lord Balaram of Lord Balaram's supreme power. Because, you know, as we shared, Lord Balaram had forgotten. So Lord Krishna reminded him.
就像我们所提到的，就是主巴拉拉玛呢，就是他瞬间呢，他是忘记了他的这个至尊的这个力量。所以呢，主 Krishna 就提醒主巴拉拉玛记起了他的至尊的能量。
And how did he remind him?
Krishna 是如何提醒主巴拉拉玛的呢？
So as this demon was taking him away, Lord Krishna said,
就是当这个恶魔把这个主巴拉拉玛背得越来越远的时候，这个主 Krishna 就说，
Krishna called out very loudly because you know he was far away by now.
就是 Krishna 事实上他是大声的在那喊，因为这个时候呢，他们已经离得非常远了。
So to remind him, Lord Balaram, of his own powers, Krishna said, why are you acting like a human now?
所以呢，为了能够让主巴拉拉玛记起他自身的力量， 这个时候主克什纳就大声地喊道，你的行为怎么像一个普通的一个人类一样。
The meaning was, now is not the time to behave like a cowherd boy. Now is the time to manifest your power, not just be like an ordinary cowherd boy.
这个 Krishna 他说这句话的意思呢，就是现在这个时候不是你应当作为这个牧牛童的这个时刻了，而是应当去展示你自尊的这个力量的时候了。
So then, oh, Balaram remembered everything.And then he hit the demon on the head with his fist, with his, as a punch, punched the demon on the head.
所以呢，就是主巴拉拉玛呢，他就用他的这个拳头打在了这个恶魔的头上。
And it says the head cracked open.
描述说呢，他的这个就是脑门就裂开了。
I mean, you can imagine the strength of Lord Balaram's punch.
你们可以想象一下这个主巴拉拉玛他的这个拳头的这个力量。
So by his punch on the demon, because he was on the shoulders, so it punched him in the head, and the head cracked open, and blood was coming out. It was a messy situation.
所以大家可以想象一下，因为当时主巴拉拉玛呢，就是坐在他的这个肩上，因为是这个恶魔背着他嘛，所以这个时候呢，主巴拉拉玛就用他的拳头，击打这个恶魔的这个头部，结果呢，他的头被击的这个粉碎，然后呢，他当时就口吐鲜血，这个时候呢，就是感觉到场面就是还是挺惨的这个恶魔。
And and the demon died.
然后呢，这个恶魔他就死掉了。
By the punch, one single punch of Lord Balaram.
就是他只是主巴拉拉玛的他一拳头就立马就是让这个恶魔倒地身亡。
So who is this Palambasura?
所以这位帕拉玛苏莫恶魔是谁呢？
You might remember, one of the past times, one of the demons, his name is Bakasura.
你们大家还记得，就是有一个恶魔叫 Bakasura。
Bakasura is described in, I think, chapter 11.
Bakasura 呢，就是在第十一章中有所描述。
There's no title chapter of Krishna killing Bakasura, so the pastime is just included in a different chapter, in a chapter without that title.
就是没有专门的一个章节的名称，就是说是 Krishna 杀掉这个 Bakasura 的恶魔，这个逍遥时光呢，就是在这个章节的内容当中。
Which chapter? Let's just find.
我们来看一下具体在哪一章。
Oh, chapter 11. Yes, chapter 11.
就在十一章。
Bakasura is like a duck demon, or sometimes described as a crane demon. Took the form of a crane.
就是呢 ,Bakasura 恶魔呢被称为是像是鸭魔一样，有时候也被视为是这个鹤的这个形体。
So in his last life, Bakasura, they were three brothers.
在他的前一世呢，巴卡苏若呢，他有三个兄弟。
And these brothers were devotees of Krishna.
这三兄弟呢，他是 Krishna 的奉献者。
They were disciples. They were Gandharvas. They were a kind of demigod, one category of demigod. They were devotees of Krishna. and disciples of one great rishi.
他们呢是属于半神人的这一类的，然后呢，他们也是 Krishna 的奉献者，他们是一位就是 Rishi 一位圣人的门徒。
Three of them.
他们三个都是这个圣人的门徒。
So they had gone to a lake, to pick some lotus flowers for offering to Lord Krishna.
所以呢，他们就去到了，一个，就是一个湖中，然后呢，想要去把这个湖里的莲花，就是摘走去供奉给 Krishna。
But this lake belonged to Lord Shiva and Parvati Devi, which they didn't know. The three brothers they didn't know, but it belonged basically it belonged to Parvati Devi and Lord Shiva.
但是呢，这个湖呢却属于是 Shiva 和 Parvati 的。但是呢，这个三兄弟呢，他们并不知道这一点。
And she was performing a puja also to Lord Krishna, that every day she would offer certain amount of 1,000 times. She would offer 1,000 lotus flowers.To Lord Krishna for 100 days. She was also doing this kind of vrata.
所以呢，就是 Parvati 呢，他呢也是在为主 Krishna， 做一种铺甲。他当时呢是希望就是能够每天为 Krishna 供奉1000朵这样的莲花，持续100天。这是他的一个 vrata。
Vrata.
Vrata.
You know that word, vrata?
Vrata, 这是他的一种誓言。
So Lord Shiva had told her, if anyone else picks flowers from this lake, I will curse them.
然后呢，当时他曾经就说过，如果有任何人从这个湖里摘莲花的话，我会诅咒他。
So the three boys, they didn't know anything about this, the three brothers.
所以呢，这三兄弟呢，他们并不知道，就是Parvati 他的这个他之前说过的这句话。
So they went to the same lake to pick flowers, also to offer to Lord Krishna.
所以呢，他三兄弟呢也是去到了这个湖里，想要去摘莲花供奉给 Krishna。
So they were brought by Lord Shiva's associates to his presence, and he explained to them what has to happen.
所以呢，这三兄弟呢，后来他就被主希瓦的这些同游们带到了这个主希瓦帕瓦提的面前，然后呢，他们在解释他们发生的这个经历。
Says I'm sorry. I understand you are also worshiping Lord Krishna. You want to worship Lord Krishna, but I had promised my dear wife Parvati Devi that if anyone else took these flowers, because she was also doing a vrata, they would be cursed.
然后呢，主希望呢就对他们说，真的特别的抱歉，就是你们也在崇拜这个主 Krishna。但是呢，我曾经向我的这个妻子发誓，就是说，就是他发了一个誓言，就是任何人，就是从这个湖里，如果是采摘莲花的话呢，他们将会受到诅咒。
So I have to curse you, but I'll bless you also.
所以呢，主希瓦就对他们说，我必须得诅咒你们，但是呢，同时，我又会给你们祝福。
I'll curse you to be demons, but my blessing is that you will be killed by Lord Krishna, and thus you will be liberated from your material conditioning.
然后呢，我会诅咒你们变成恶魔，但是呢，同时你们又会被Krishna 所杀掉，然后呢，可以摆脱掉你们的这种物质受条件限制的状况。
So, Among the three brothers, one became Bakasura.
所以呢，在这三兄弟当中呢，其中有一位变成了巴卡苏拉恶魔。
One became this Pralambasura.
其中有一位呢，就变成了今天我们所谈到的这位帕兰巴苏拉恶魔。
And one became Keshi, a horse demon. We haven't spoken about him yet. He's, I think, the last demon that Krishna killed in Vrindavan. So he comes a little bit later.
另外第三位呢，最后一位呢，就是另外第三位就是马魔开喜魔，然后呢，他是我们这个逍遥时光的最后一个，然后呢，我们目前的话还没有谈到这个逍遥时光。
So this was his last life.
所以呢，这就是他的这个前世的情况。
So what does this particular demon represent?
所以这个特定的恶魔，它所代表的是什么呢？
Oh, I can post it. Let me post it.
Okay.
So this demon, Pralambasura, he represents lusty desires.
所以呢，这个恶魔呢，它就代表着这个色欲。
We learn not only in the gross sense, but also in the subtle sense.
就是在这里谈到的呢，不仅是这种粗糙的这个色欲，也是指这种精微的层面的色欲。
Probably, or you may have heard, there is two categories of sexual desire. One is physical, one is subtle.
你们可能也听说过，就是有两种类别的这种色欲，也可以说性欲，就是一种是比较粗糙的，一种是精微的。
Of course, the physical sexual desires, we are all familiar, you know, and we are all familiar with that category.
当然这个躯体层面的这种色欲呢，我们大家都很清楚。
And the subtle, sometimes subtle sex, it's referred to the desire for, to be glorified, to be appreciated, and to be noticed.
而就是说这种精微的色欲呢就是指我们渴望受到荣耀，渴望得到欣赏，被人注意，这样的愿望。
So that's what it refers to.
所以呢，这就是在这里所指的。
Probably, as you may have read, what is the desire for material enjoyment? Of course, this is what keeps us in the material world.
所以呢，这其实也就是指这个物质的这种享受所代表的这些内容。它呢，就是这些呢，让我们现在这个物质存在当中，物质世界。
This is why we are here, and until we give up that desire for material enjoyment, we will remain here.
就是这就是为什么我们仍然在这个地方，除非我们就是放弃这种物质享乐的愿望，否则的话，我们还会一直停留在这个世界。
And among all these material enjoyments, the top enjoyment is sexual enjoyment.
就在所有的这个物质享乐当中呢，就是性享乐被视为是最高的。
This is what, you know, really keeps us entangled in the material world.
所以呢，这个色欲呢，是真正的就是让我们束缚在这个物质存在当中的这种 这种欲望。
The sexual attraction between male and female, this is the one material enjoyment that is, you know, very most difficult to overcome.
就是呢，这个男女之间的这种异性的这种射欲，这种相互的吸引，它是就是让我们它是其中就是非常最难克服的其中的一个物质的享乐。
As we know, when we become practicing devotees and we receive initiation, right, we promise to follow the four rules, right? No meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex. Right? These are our vratas. These are our vows.
就是呢，在我们成为奉献者，我们得到启迪之后呢，我们当时也是发下了这样的誓言，就是遵守四项规范原则，不吃肉啊，不赌博呀，不服侍麻醉品，不过非法性生活。这就是我们当时发下的誓言。
And among these four, for devotees, probably you have experienced, I have certainly experienced and seen with others, you know, to give up meat eating is not such a big problem.
就是呢，在奉献者当中呢，你们可能都有这样的亲身体会，我自己也有这样的体验，就是包括我观察其他的奉献者，我发现呢，就是这四条当中呢，其实我们放弃吃肉并不是什么难事儿。
Even if someone is not strictly practicing, you know, they're not really attracted to eat meat.
就是即便那些不认真休息的人来说呢，他们并不受到这个吃肉对他们来说并没有什么诱惑吸引力。
It's very rare that a devotee who falls away from Krishna consciousness begins to eat meat. It's very rare. It happens, but it's very rare.
就是呢，在奉献者当中呢，他已经开始休息 Krishna 知觉了，后来呢，他又继续吃肉了，这样的情况其实是非常罕见的，极少见的。
And similar for gambling. I mean, you know, gambling is not such a big deal to give up. For many people, it's not a huge obstacle.
就是呢，对于这个赌博来说呢，对于很多人来说呢，要放弃赌博的话，并不是一件难事，它并不是一种障碍。
And intoxication, you know, drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes. Certainly, I think, you know, in China, in your country, for many people, it's also not such a huge problem to give up.
就是还有就是有关放弃这个吸食麻醉品，就比如说烟酒，就是对于我们这个国家的人来说呢，其实对很多人都不是一个大问题，就是放弃抽烟喝酒。
In Western countries, it's more of a challenge because somehow it's more in the culture, smoking and drinking and taking other drugs.
在这个西方国家，对他们来说，可能放弃这个抽烟喝酒啊，对他们是一种挑战，因为在西方国家的话，通常像这种饮酒啊、吸烟呀、包括服侍这种毒品呀，似乎都成了他们的一种文化了。
So among the devotee community also, you know, if someone doesn't become strong, if they, you know, become weak in their practice, for them to go back to intoxication is quite, it's common. It happens because of the culture and the previous habits.
所以呢，即便是在奉献者的这个社团当中呢，有些奉献者当他们的这个灵修不是那么的有力，当他们变得虚弱的时候呢，他们可能也会很容易就回到他们原来的就是说那种习惯当中，可能也会继续去服侍这些麻醉品，因为这种情况也是蛮普遍的，因为这是属于他们的一种文化。
But I think, as I understand, in your culture, it's not as prominent. Maybe it's becoming more prominent now, but at least for most of you, it's not common as common in your generation.
在我们的这个文化当中呢，目前就是这个西施这个马翠萍其实并不是那么的就是那么的普遍或那么的突出重要，至少在我们这一代的话，是这样的。
But illicit sex is certainly the number one obstacle for spiritual practitioners.
但是呢，这个非法性生活来说，对于这个灵性的修习的，确实是头号的这个困难挑战。
Whether they're devotees of Krishna, whether they're Buddhists or monks or nuns or Christians, it's the biggest, it's the most difficult enjoyment to give up.
不管是对于这个奉献者还是非奉献者，那些佛教徒啊，甚至那些僧人、那些尼姑，甚至基督教徒等等，就是说这个性享乐的是最难放弃的。
If we see around the world, you know, sometimes there is scandals, you know, involving some religious leader or some monk or some priest, or oftentimes it's some sexual fall down.
就有时候呢，就是纵观全世界，有时候我们会听说过，就是甚至那些灵性的领袖们，那些牧师们，就是他们呢也是因为这种性的这种沉迷，然后呢他们会出现一些性丑闻这样的事件。
Not so long ago, I think was it this year or last year? Some of you may have read or remember. One very prominent Buddhist monk, I think in the China Buddhist Association, was removed from his position for something like this.
我曾经就是还记得，大概是今年或者去年的时候，就是佛教中有一位非常出名的一位僧人，就是因为这样的一个事件，然后被就是驱逐出僧团。
And it's not unique to Buddhists. It happens in all the religious communities. Often it is the scandal is because of some sexual fall down or extramarital relationship.
所以呢，就是这其实并不是特例。因为在这些所有的宗教团体当中，可以说都有人就是因为这种性的这种堕落，然后呢就是成为这个牺牲品。
Certainly, in the case of ISKCON, that is the example.
当然了，在 ISKCON 当中也有这样的案例。
A number of sannyasis had sexual fall downs. They could not overcome that desire, and they fell from their position of being a sannyas.
就是呢，我们社团当中呢也有一些 sannyasi， 由于这种性上面的堕落，然后呢，他们就从他们作为 sannyasi 的这样的地位当中，就是就是层面上就是下来了，然后就是由于他们的这种色欲这样的欲望。
Some very prominent devotees who were serving as gurus in ISKCON also similar fall down.
甚至有一些就是作为已经成为 guru 的这些非常突出的这些奉献者们，也是由于这个挑战，然后呢就是堕落了。
So this is all this anartha, the sexual desire.
所以呢，这个色欲呢，就是属于一种 anartha。就要不得的一种欲望。
Most difficult to, among all the material enjoyments and desires and anarthas, most difficult to overcome.
所以呢，这个在所有的这个 anartha 这个物质的享乐当中呢，这个色欲是最难克服的。
And the biggest obstacle for any spiritual practitioner, not just for Krishna devotees, but you know any serious spiritual practitioner, this is.The more difficult one to overcome.
所以呢，这不光是对于这个 ISKCON 的奉献者来说，对于任何真诚的灵性的修习者来说， 它呢都是一个最大的最难克服的一个障碍。
As I mentioned, you know, giving up meat eating, gambling, and toxic, not as difficult.
就像我刚才所提到的，就是一个人他放弃肉食、放弃赌博、放弃吸食麻醉品，并不是什么难事儿。
But, you know, giving up sexual desire or falling victim to illicit sexual desire, that is a very difficult, anartha to overcome.
但是呢，一个人让他放弃这个色欲，放弃成为这个性享乐的这个牺牲品，那么这个呢是我们要克服的最大的一个最难克服的一个 anartha。
So this is one aspect of the killing of Pralambasura, one aspect of the anartha he represents.
所以呢，这就是杀死这个 Pralamba 恶魔，就是所代表的其中的一个 anartha。
So why, how does Pralambasura connect with this particular anartha?
就是 Pralambasura 这个恶魔，就是怎么是跟这个特定的 anartha 就是有联系的呢？
Because Pralambasura, he came like a friend. Although he was a demon who came to harm, but he came like a friend.
就是因为帕拉玛恶魔呢，他呢虽然是作为这个恶魔，他前来其实是要伤害这些牧牛童的，但是呢，他却乔装打扮成一位朋友的身份前来。
Actually, his intention was to harm, but he came as a friend.
事实上，他的这个目的是想要伤害这些牧牛童，但是呢。他却以这种朋友的身份乔装打扮而来。
Acted like a friend. He acted like a friend.
而且呢，他的就是行为举止都是像朋友一般。
So in the same way, these desires, they act like a friend. Like, you know, they will help us, they will make us happy, they will make us satisfied. But actually, they are enemies, like Pralambasura. Actually, they harm us. They harm our spiritual development.
所以呢，这个色欲呢，它就像这个恶魔一样，它呢，就是看起来像我们的朋友，好像表面上会让我们感到快乐，让我们心满意足，但是呢，事实上它是对我们有害的，它会损害我们的灵性的这个发展进步。
So they come like friends, like they want to help us, make us happy, but actually what only happens is it harms our progress in spiritual life.
事实上呢，就是就是虽然他看起来像是我们的这个色欲，看起来像我们的朋友，可以有益于我们，帮助我们，让我们变得快乐，但是呢，事实上他对我们的灵性生活是有害的，它会阻碍我们的进步。
So this is why this desire, lusty desire, is represented by Pralambasura.
所以这就是为什么这个 Pralamba 恶魔呢，它是代表着这个色欲。
So one category, as we shared, is, you know, the physical.Sexual lusty desire, but then there's the subtle sexual desire also, which is a little bit different.
所以呢，我们刚才也谈到过，就是有一种有一类的这个色欲呢，是粗糙的这个躯体层面的这个色欲，还有另外一种就是相对比较精微的一类的。
And that is this desire to be appreciated, the desire to be.Glorified, the desire to have a position. This is known as subtle sexual desire.
所以呢，就是我们想要受到别人欣赏，想要得到荣耀，就是想要得到地位，这样的欲望呢，被视为是这个色欲的一个精微的一种形式。
And this is said to be much more difficult to overcome than even this gross sexual desire.
而这一种呢，甚至比就是那个躯体层面的粗糙的这个啊色欲更难克服。
The desire to be acknowledged, to be appreciated, to be glorified. This is also a kind of lusty desire, also an enjoyment.
所以呢，就是我们想要得到别人的欣赏，就是想要得到别人的认可、荣耀，就是这样的一种欲望呢，其实它就是更为精微的这个色欲的一种形式，或者色欲的一种享受。
And it's much more difficult to overcome. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us and others much more difficult to overcome this.
而这一点呢，像Bhaktivinoda Thakur告诉我们的，其实是更难克服的。
Right, there's a very famous Bhagavatam verse. Let me share it with you. Very famous verse.
让我来跟你们分享《圣涅薄伽瓦坛》中的一个诗节，非常有名的一个诗节。
Srinivasa Swami. And Srila Prabhupada has a long purport.
圣人帕巴德对这个诗节做了很长的一个要旨的一个评述。
Describing how this, particularly this sexual desire, is the greatest stumbling block.
他呢就描述说，就是这个色欲呢，它是我们最大的一种障碍。就是最大的一个绊脚石。
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17.
就在《圣涅薄伽瓦坛》的第一篇第二章第十七诗节当中。
Yeah, this is a very famous verse. Sometimes devotees recite this verse before they give the Bhagavatam class.
这个诗节呢是非常著名的，很多奉献者在讲述圣涅薄伽瓦坛的课程之前呢会引述这个诗节。
And basically, do you have it in front of you, Jamuna Priya?
Yeah, yeah.
You can read the Chinese. You can.
Okay, yeah. 就是《圣涅薄伽瓦坛》第一篇第二章十七诗节译文。作为众生心中的超灵，诚实奉献者的恩人，人格守神 Krishna 会把渴望聆听他信息的奉献者心中的感官享乐的欲望清除掉。正确的聆听和歌唱他的信息是虔诚活动。
So cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart.
所以呢，就是清除掉这个心中的感官享乐的欲望。
And then in the purport, Prabhupada elaborates how this sexual desire and desire for sexual desire and money are the biggest obstacles in regards to this material enjoyment.
所以呢，就是圣人帕巴在要旨中，他就列出了，就是说有关这个性的享乐、性的欲望，还有这个钱财，是就是妨碍一个人在这个灵性回归守神的路途道当中呢，巨大的一种障碍。
And how do we become free free from that desire by hearing about Krishna?
我们如何能够？我们如何能够免于这样的诱惑呢？那么就通过我们真诚的去聆听有关 Krishna 的这个话题。
Like we are hearing the pastimes of these different demons being killed by Krishna. By if we can strengthen our desire to hear about Krishna, Krishna's teachings, Krishna's pastimes such as this one, then this sincerely, not just mechanically, but sincerely, then this, as we read from that verse, this will remove the anarthas from the heart.
就像我们在听这个小奥时光，就是说如果我们能够通过去聆听 Krishna， 聆听 Krishna 的教导，聆听 Krishna 的小奥时光，不是说机械性的去聆听，而是非常真诚的去聆听，那么我们内心中的这种摄欲，这种欲望就会被得以清除。
Sometimes the example is given, our acharyas give the example of a poisonous snake.
有时候呢，我们acharya呢就给出了就是说那个毒蛇的这样的例子。
That sometimes a poisonous snake may bite someone.
有时候呢，可能这个毒蛇会咬某一个人。
And I have seen myself in when I was living in Mayapur many years ago.The people, the snake people, right? The snake charmers, they will chant the mantra and they will extract the poison. They will take the poison out of the body.
有时候呢，我在就是很多年前，当我生活在马亚普的时候，我就看到过那些就是驯蛇者，他们呢就是会把这个蛇的这个毒汁，然后给它就是取出来。
Right, they will, you know, prick the skin. Right, they will make blood come from the skin. Then they will tie something around the arm or the leg or whatever, and then they will chant the mantra and pull the rope down, and then the poison will come out of the, you know, the pricked skin.
他们呢会就是把这个血呢，就是从这个。蛇身上就是把他的血给放出来，然后呢，他把这个can you repeat? I didn't know.
Anyway, they just extract the poison. They just extract the poison through the mantra, chanting the mantra.
就是总的来说，就是说这个驯蛇的呢，他会就是。通过一系列的这个过程，他会把这个蛇身上的这个毒给他就是取出来。
So,
通过念诵一定的曼陀罗。
So they give this example that the poison of lusty desires or the poison of material, the desire for material enjoyment can be extracted by the chanting of mantra, Maha Mantra.
所以呢就是用这个例子呢也就说明我们的这个摄欲啊我们的这个物质的享乐的这个欲望可以通过念诵这个玛哈曼陀罗可以得以清除。
So, but this subtle sexual desire is more difficult than the physical sexual desire.
而这个精微的这种摄欲的比这种粗糙的躯体的这种摄欲其实是更难清除。
I am, right, this I am. Hello, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Yes, this I am, right, I am is a big problem.
就是这个我是就是这么一种心态，就是一个大问题。
And it manifests in different ways.Subtle, right? Because it's very subtle.
它就是一种不同的这个形式展现出来，是非常精微的。
My guru is better.
我的 guru 是更好。
Right? More it's the water be guru da. Because he is my guru, he's better.
因为他是我的 guru, 所以呢他是更好的。
I am a senior devotee.
我是一位年长的奉献者。
Or I am a Prabhupada disciple. Or I am a Tamal Krishna Goswami disciple.
我是圣恩帕帕德的门徒。我是 Tamale Krishna Goswami 的门徒。
Or I am a sannyasi. So many ways this subtle, right? Prophet wants to be glorified.Noticed and appreciated.
所以呢 就是我们可以以很多种这些不同的敬畏的方式去表达。那么我们其实就是想要得到别人的这个欣赏，想要得到别人的注意。
I can give a good class, or I can sing nicely, or whatever. So many ways it manifests.
我呢就是讲课讲得特别精彩，然后呢我唱歌也唱得特别的就是动人。我们可以以不同的形式来表达出这种精微的这种色欲。
Of course, we may not openly say these things sometimes, although sometimes people do. Sometimes devotees do openly say these things.But a lot of the times we don't, but the feeling is there in the heart.
有时候呢可能我们并不是很公开的去说，或者有时候奉献的也真的会公开性的这样说。但是不管怎么说，就是我们内心当中是有这样的那个感受的，我们是有这样的想法的，这样的感受的。
This is why we have our third verse of the Shikshastakam.
这就是为什么我们会有这个八信规的第三个师节的教导。
More humble than a blade of grass. Not just some, you know, poetry, nice poetry, but that's what we want to cultivate, humility.
所以呢，就是说，我们呢应该变得比这个小草更加的这个谦卑，然后呢，这就是我们想要就是培养的一个品格。
Genuine humility, not, you know, this superficial humility.
我们是想要变得真的这个谦卑，并不是表面假装的那种。
Oh, I'm so fallen. Oh, that's all superficial things.
并不是说我们就是口头上、嘴皮上说我很堕落，这种很肤浅的一种谦卑。
Sometimes we will say that.
有时候我们可能真的会这么说。
Superficially.
我们就是表面上。
But then if someone else tells us that.
但是呢就是如果其他人就这么对我们说的话。
Oh, you're so fallen, you're so stupid. Then we become very offended. And we feel, no, no. I'm okay. I'm not that bad.
然后如果有其他人就直接给我们指出来对我们说你很堕落，然后你这么的愚蠢，我们就觉得自己受到了冒犯，我们觉得自己还蛮好的嘛，还不错，我也没有那么糟糕呀。
Maybe I'm not perfect, but I'm okay. I've been practicing for 10 years. I can do this, I can do that. You know, the ego, the false ego defends ourselves. We just begin defending ourselves.
所以呢有时候我们可能说我可能并不是那么完美，但是至少呢我还很不错呢。你看我都做了这个服务，我也做了那个服务，我已经休息了十多年了嘛。然后呢这个时候我们的假我就会为自己来辩护。
And even if I am fallen, you're more fallen.
就是即便我真的像你说的那么堕落的话，但是你可能比我更堕落。
This is so...But if someone had this genuine humility and someone said, yes, you're the most fallen, then we would think, oh, yes, you're right. I really am, actually. Not just defend ourselves, you know, with our false ego.
所以呢就是如果我们真的培养起这种真正的谦卑之情的话，当别人说我们很堕落的时候呢，我们这时候就是很欣然的去接纳。是的，我真的就是这么堕落，我们就不会带着假我为自己去辩护。
So this is why this subtle desire, lusty desire, is so big obstacle.
所以呢，这就是为什么就是这种精微的这个色欲，其实是一个非常大的一种障碍。
And that's why to be a guru is a big risk.
这就为什么成为一位 guru 是一个非常大的一种冒险。
Because they receive so much praise and glorification and people acknowledge them, you know, their disciples. And it's very risky.
因为就是人们通常的话都会 欣赏荣耀他们，他们呢得到他们的门徒啊那么多的这种认可啊这种欣赏，所以呢事实上这其实是一种很大的冒险。
And again, we have seen in our not only in ISKCON history, again other religious communities also, but in our ISKCON religious history.You know, some very prominent gurus, and it began with that. And then from that, it became gross sexual fall down.
所以呢，就是不光在我们伊斯坎的这个社团当中，包括在其他的这个宗教团体当中，当然了，我们在谈我们伊斯坎的这个历史当中呢，有些这个guru呢，刚开始的时候就是通过。这种精微的这种色欲开始慢慢的堕落到可能就去享受这种粗糙的这种色欲。
They begin thinking, not only them, any senior devotee or leader, they begin thinking, oh yes, I'm special, oh yes. They begin to believe what their disciples say about them.
然后呢其实不光是这些guru, 就是有些年长的奉献的或者有些灵性的这些领导们他们呢就开始相信就是他们的这个追随者他们的门徒对他们所说的这些赞美支持。
Of course, leaders are often criticized the most, so maybe that possibility is less.
当然了因为通常领导们就是大部分都是受到其他人批评的。所以在他们身上出现这种情况的可能性会更少一些。
But for the one who is serving as a guru, the disciples, they only say nice things.
但是呢作为一位guru的身份在从事服务的奉献者来说就是他的这个门徒呢对guru通常都是赞美支持。
Therefore, it requires one has to be very, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it's a risk.In his teachings, he tells us it's a risk.
这为什么主持人的马哈帕布在他的教导当中呢他就给我们说这是一种冒险。
So we have to be very mindful in our thought process. We have to be very mindful in our thought process not to enjoy the glorification or the position that we may receive when we are serving Krishna.
所以呢我们需要让自己变得非常的小心谨慎就是在我们的这个休息的这个程序当中呢就是我们不应该为我们的说可能目前所处的一个地位啊所得到的这种物质的享受所迷惑。
And really try to cultivate genuine humility.
而且呢我们应当就是非常真诚的去培养这种真正的谦卑。
That doesn't mean we are weak. We can be confident but humble at the same time. It doesn't mean humility doesn't mean a kind of weakness. We can be very confident in Krishna, Krishna consciousness, etc., but still have this genuine humility.
就是呢，我们变得谦卑，并不意味着我们就变得软弱。我们可以就是变得既谦卑，同时又非常的自信。我们对 Krishna、对 Krishna 知觉、对相关的这些事情都非常的有信心，同时呢，我们又非常的谦卑。
And for this humility, we can read especially the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
就是呢，为了能够得到这种谦卑的话呢，我们至少可以阅读 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的一些祈祷。
In our songbook, there's a number of prayers by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he's very much expressing this humility, this feeling of absolute humility.
在我们的这个歌本当中呢，就是有几首有关 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的他的祈祷文，就是他表达出这种绝对的这种谦卑之情。
Which is very healthy.
他对我们来说是非常健康有益的。
So we should have a habit of reading his prayers in the song books. We have them. They're all translated.
所以呢我们应当培养出这样的习惯经常去阅读他们的这些祷文。我们呢这些祷文已经翻译成中文了。
So this is the anartha that Pralambasura represents. The lusty, the gross sexual desire and the subtle sexual desire.
所以呢这就是帕拉玛恶魔所代表的这个 anartha, 就是不光是指这种粗糙的这种色欲而且也指这种精微的色欲。
And why him? Because he comes as a friend, but actually he comes to harm.
为什么就是这个恶魔代表了这个色欲呢？就因为他呢，乔装打扮成这个朋友的身份前来，事实上他其实就是要伤害我们的。
So these desires, they come like friends, like they will help us and make us happy, but actually they just harm us.
而这个色欲呢就是这种欲望呢看起来像是我们的朋友能够帮助到我们让我们变得快乐事实上呢是真的对我们有坏的
So we pray to Lord Balaram to give us the spiritual strength and the spiritual happiness to overcome this
所以呢我们向主 Balarama 祈祷他可以赐予我们这种灵性的这种坚定以及灵性的这种力量可以帮助我们能够跨越这个障碍。
Because in order to give up these material tastes, we have to have this spiritual taste.
因为为了能够放弃这个物质的这种品味我们必须首先培养起这种灵性的品味。
Right, if we have enough spiritual happiness, then we can give up these material happiness things.
就是如果我们能够品味到这种灵性的这种快乐的话，我们就很容易去放弃这种物质的享乐。
And Balarama, Rama means spiritual happiness. So if he can give us this spiritual happiness, we can overcome the attractions of this low grade material happiness.
所以呢。巴拉拉玛这个 Rama 就意味着这种喜乐那么如果我们能够品味的这种灵性的这个喜乐的话呢我们就会放弃这种非常低等的这种物质的这种享乐
And then we pray for the spiritual strength, the Bala
同时呢我们也就是祈祷能够拥有这种灵性的力量就是巴拉就代表的这个力量
So we'll finish here. So we have finished this pastime in one lesson.
所以呢，我们今天呢就讲到这儿，我们用一节课的时间就结束了这个逍遥时光的讲述。
If you look in the Bhagavatam, after this, there's a number of pastimes of Krishna and the gopis because this is his third age category.
所以如果大家看这个圣典宝加瓦坛的话呢就会发现在这个逍遥时光之后呢就谈到了 Krishna 的在第三个年龄段的与牧牛姑娘们之间的很多的逍遥时光。
So the next chapter is chapter 19. This is the second forest fire.
就是呢在下一章19章呢是描述了第二场森林大火。
And this will be very quick. There's not a very long chapter and not so much to say.
这一章呢并不长而且呢就是要讲述的内容也不是很多。
But maybe next time we can do this chapter and then we can talk more about Krishna's different cowherd boyfriends.
所以呢我们在下一次课呢可能就是加上讲这一章然后呢同时再讲一下有关牧牛童的不同的这个类别。
Okay, so we'll finish here.
我们今天呢就讲到这儿。Okay. 我们看一下问题今天参加他的吧爬步。哎，我们上周遗留的有问题吗？
I don't remember. I think we finished them.
Okay. 我们上周对，我们上周应该。
Remember, we went late until like.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 对对，我们上周问题应该已经回答完了。我们看一下这周的问题。顶拜帕布翻译主持人和奉献者。 初级奉献者渴望获得名誉和荣耀，但巴克提希丹的萨拉斯瓦蒂塔库尔把这些称为是猪粪，就猪的粪便，如何从心意中去除这种猪粪呢？
I didn't fully understand.
Yeah. The neophyte devotees, they want to get the prestige and they want to be glorified. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he referred our glorification and a desire to get a fame is just like a pig waste, the pig poo.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How can we get rid of this pig waste in our mind?
Firstly, I would like to say sometimes not only neophyte devotees, but sometimes senior devotees also have this desire. Subtle sexual desire. Not just neophyte devotees, but senior devotees too.
首先我想说的话呢，就是不光是这个初级奉献者有这种渴望获得名誉和荣耀的这种欲望，而且有些年长的奉献者呢，他们也会有这种精微的这种色欲。
I'm a, you might say officially, I'm a senior devotee, but that desire is there.It doesn't go away so easily.
就是说可能从这个官方上来说的话，正式的，我看起来像一位就是年长的奉献者，但是呢，我的这种精微的这种欲望还是有的。
Even sometimes after practicing for many years, gross and subtle, that desire is still around the heart, not going away so easily.
就是呢，有时候即便休息了很多年之后，就这种粗糙的精微的色欲，都还存在在这个内心当中，要清除掉的话也是非常困难的。
So it's not just a matter of neophytes. Even after many years, these anarthas are still roaming around in the heart.
所以呢，这个不光是这个初级奉献者所会面临这样的问题，即便是休息了很多年的这个年长的奉献者呢，他们也会有这种情况。有时候呢，就是这个内心的这种 anatta 始终就是挥之不去。
Again, right? As I mentioned, the number of sannyasis, you know, they were all senior devotees, mostly.Not all, but mostly. But some of them, they could not overcome also.
就是呢，就像我刚才提到的，就是这些 sannyasi 的一些案例，就是他们大部分这些 sannyasi 都是属于年长的奉献者，但是对于他们来说呢，就是要跨越这个障碍还是蛮困难的。
Maya doesn't make distinction. Oh, you're a neophyte devotee, you're a senior devotee. She doesn't make that distinction.
Maya 可不做区分。你是年长的奉献者，她是初级的奉献者。
Maybe if you're senior, she might give more trouble.
如果你是一位年长的奉献者，Maya可能会找你更多的麻烦。
So, yeah, we don't need to think it's a neophyte.Problem only. It's a senior devotee problem also.
所以呢，我们并不认为这只是年初级奉献者的问题，它同样也是年长奉献者面临的问题。
Not so easy to overcome these things. Even many years of practice, they are still lurking in the heart.
所以呢，就是要跨越这个障碍的话，其实是。不太容易的，并非轻而易举的。即便是很多休息了很多年的奉献者呢，他们仍然能够在内心当中就是看到自己的这种欲望。
Right, and subtle things are more difficult. We all know that. Even as neophyte devotees, we know the subtle things are more difficult to overcome.
就是呢，这些精微的这些问题呢，其实要跨越起来是更加困难的。就即便是初级的奉献者，我们也是知道这一点。
And like Panchatantra Prabhu said, right? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur compares it to pig stool. And other acharyas have also compared it to other, they have given other strong words, you know, donkey's urine and things like this to illustrate this.
所以呢，就像Panchatantra Prabhu 所提到的，就是 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 呢，把这种就是精微的这种物质的享乐的欲望呢，称为是这种猪粪。我们有的啊，叉呀呢，也是会用一些非常就是非常强的一些词语来形容，有的可能就形容是那个驴尿，就把这些欲望。
So by reflecting upon these sorts of, you know, strong worded teachings, by reflecting upon this will also help us give up. Because, yeah, just reflecting upon these teachings, it helps.
就有时候只是我们去深思去反思他们所用的这种非常强的这些词。他们的这些教导，我们就会有助于帮助我们去放弃这些欲望。
And like I mentioned, as that Bhagavatam verse mentioned that we shared earlier, 1:17-18, by hearing, sincerely hearing about the messages and pastimes of Krishna, this is a sure way to cleanse the heart.
所以呢，就是就在圣涅巴加瓦坛当中，我们所分享的刚才的那个师姐在第十七师姐当中就说，只是通过去聆听有关 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，一个人可以确定无疑的，就是他内心中的这些物质的欲望是可以得以清除的。
And as we just mentioned, by praying to Lord Balaram for spiritual strength and spiritual happiness.To overcome these things.
我们也谈到了，就是通过我们向主巴拉拉玛祈求这种灵性的力量，祈求我们可以得到这种灵性的品位，灵性快乐的这种品位，那么我们也可以能够跨越。
Then yeah, we can give up the pig stool or the donkey urine and other things like that.
所以呢，就是通过这些呢，我们是可以放弃就诸如这个猪粪或者是驴尿，就一般的这种欲望。
Be mindful, no? We probably who have heard before. To be Krishna conscious, first we have to be conscious.
所以呢，我们需要变得就是说有知觉，小心谨慎，因为我们之前也经常听说过。我们想要变得具有 Krishna 知觉，首先我们要先变得有知觉。
So we have to be mindful. We have to learn to be mindful and introspective and reflective and aware. We have to be aware of our thought process, and you know, help. This helps us.
所以呢，我们应当就是说自己变得能够有觉知。自己变得能够内省，然后呢经常去反思，我们应当就是能够觉察到就是内心的这种状况，然后呢这会有助于我们去就是更好的去清楚的我们内心的这些不洁。
Okay, next.
Hare Krishna.
下个问题就是Hare Krishna.
他不。我想就这个问题继续问一下，可以吗？
可以，可以。
就是刚刚帕布在讲课当中也说到了，就是这种精微的这种欲望，就是即使是年长奉献者，甚至孤乳，都还是会存在的。所以说，就是在这个第十七世界当中说了，我们就是通过就是。诵读圣典波迦瓦坛可以轻易的跨越，但是这个年长的奉献者甚至孤入每天可能都在读书，然后也在讲课，就说明就是清除这个色欲是非常非常困难的，这个好像没有那么容易吧。
Yes, it's not easy.
嗯，是的，真的不是轻而易举的。
That's why we have to, whoever we are, that's why we have to pray to Lord Balaram to give us the mercy and strength.
嗯，所以不管我们是谁，我们都需要向主巴拉拉玛祈祷，给予我们这种灵性的力量。
Of course, I didn't mean to say all the senior devotees have this challenge. I didn't, that wasn't my meaning.
嗯，当然了，我并没有说所有的年长奉献者，这也不是我的意思。
I certainly believe and accept, you know, some of them certainly have completely overcome, but not necessarily all.
嗯，当然了，就是有一些年长的奉献者，确实他们已经完全克服、跨越了这一障碍。但是呢，真的并不是每一个人，嗯，都是这样的。
And it still remains a challenge, right? The material world is a risky place, and the material nature is very powerful.
嗯，所以呢，就是而且这个物质的仍然有可能有些人对他们来说，这个问题呢仍然是一个就是冒险，仍然是一个挑战，因为我们本身在这个物质世界，这个物质的能量呢，对我们来说一直都是一种挑战。
Remember, we are 1/10,000th of the tip of a hair.
嗯，大家记得，我们只是头发尖的法师的发尖的这个万分之一而已。
Which is pretty small.
我们简直就是太微不足道了。
And the material energy is how much of the Lord's potency? 1/4.
这个 one fourth.
对 ，right. 3/4 is spiritual potency. 1/4 is.
就是这个主的这个物质的能量有多强大呢？主的这个物质的能量，它占它全部能量的这个四分之一。
So 1/4 compared to 1/10,000th of the tip of a hair, that's a big difference.
所以呢，想象一下，就是四分之一的这个物质的这个能量和就是我们这个只是头发间的万分之一的这样的能量相比，这之间的巨大的这种差别有多大呀？
So we are very insignificant.
所以我们真的是太渺小了，太微不足道了。
And that is why.We need to learn to be humble because we are really insignificant. And with that humility, we will have Krishna's protection and Lord Balaram's protection.
所以呢，这就是为什么我们需要变得这个非常的谦卑。就是只有这种谦卑呢，然后呢，我们向Krishna Balarama 祈祷，我们才能够得到他们的保护。
Because we can't do it ourselves, it's not possible. That's why we pray for their mercy and their protection. But that we have to be doing sincerely.
所以呢，我们凭着一己之力是没法做到这一点，没法跨越的。所以这就是我们为什么需要去祈祷，得到仁慈，得到保护。只有我们真诚的去祈祷，我们才能够就说得到保护。
And another point to remember, you know, there's different levels of purification also.
另外一个要点呢，就是说有关这个净化呢，还有不同的就是层次之分。
So in a more immature level, we have these desires, and these desires really torment us, right? They really bother us, and sometimes we fall victim to them.
就是在我们还不成熟的阶段呢，就是这些欲望呢，是真的会。时刻打扰的我们，我们会成为他们的受害者。
We sometimes cannot control them, and they really give us trouble.
我们呢，就是通常的话是没法控制住这样的欲望。这种欲望总是给我们带来麻烦。
But as we become more mature in our practice, those desires may be there, but they are not very strong. They don't harass us as much as before.
随着我们逐步在灵性生活中变得成熟进步的话呢，就这些色欲的话，这些欲望就是仍然还在，但是呢，它并没有那么像之前那么的强壮，那么的强有力，而且呢，也不会说就是像之前对我们带来那么多的打扰。
You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, I think it's the last verse of chapter 2, or close to the last verses, Krishna gives the example like many rivers enter into the ocean, but the ocean doesn't remain, doesn't become disturbed because it's so deep.
就是呢，我觉得是在博迦梵歌的，就是第二章中的其中的一个诗节当中，就是
towards the end of the chapter.
就是基本上是在结尾第二章的结尾部分，70 verses， 就是在博迦梵歌的第二章七十诗节中，就是谈到了就是一个人。就是不为欲望滔滔不尽之流所扰，就像海洋那百川之水依然波平浪静，就只有这样的人才能心平气和。
对 ，So that means sometimes these desires may enter into the mind or the heart of a devotee, and they might be there, but because they have their maturity, they have their understanding, they have their spiritual taste, doesn't really bother them so much.
这个师姐给到我们的这个启示呢，就是说有时候对于随着奉献者逐步的成熟进步，就是这些欲望呢仍然在他们的心意或者他们的内心当中，但是呢就是随着他们的这种成熟，他们的这种理解以及他们对于灵性的这种品味的提升呢，这些欲望是不会再打扰到他们的。
But still need to be careful.
但是仍然我们需要就是比较小心谨慎。
Because Maya is very strong.
因为 Maya 还是非常强有力的。
So always have to be in a mood of prayer and carefulness and such and such.
所以呢我们应当总是保持一种祈祷的心态，我们总是要保持小心谨慎。
好的 ,next 吧。
下个问题。我们看，Satyam， 梵谷咕噜翻译，请教咕噜，如果奉献者说谎言，或者说善意的谎言，属于造恶业吗？在灵性修习路途上会受到障碍吗
？I didn't understand that fully。谎言是什么意思
？Lie。
Lie。
Tell lies。啊。Or sometimes just say some favorite lie.
Favorite lie? What does favorite lie mean?
You tell lies, but you want to help others, or you want others benefit. So that also belong to bad karma?
I think it depends.
我想就是说这个要具体情况具体分析。
It depends on the answer and the situation. There's no one answer to that.
所以呢，对你这个问题并没有说一成不变的一个答案，就是需要根据具体的情况，然后呢具体的就是分析。
Sometimes telling the truth might hurt someone. I mean, very seriously hurt someone. And then you're telling the truth, but you're hurting someone. Then what? That's a problem also.
有时候呢，如果你就是说出真相的话呢，却会深深的伤害到某一个人，那么这种情况也是一个问题。
So the opposite is also true.
所以这个相反呢，也是一样的。
So that's it, it's a time, place, circumstance. There's no one answer for that.
所以呢，我们要根据不同的就是时间、地点、情况，具体情况具体分析。对你这个问题呢，没有就是说统一的一个答案。
So we just have to consult with others and use our common sense and reflect carefully.
所以呢，我们应当就是说，具体情况可以去询问其他人，然后呢，也同时运用我们的常识，我们也要学会能够反省，然后这样的话呢，我们才能够就是做得比较恰当。
It's not so simple a question. Sounds simple, but there's so many factors to consider.
就是你这个问题呢，看起来似乎很简单，但是呢。 就说这个情况还是比较复杂的，因为要考虑到不同的这个因素。
好的 ，next.
Okay. So she also asked that if a devotee have lines, it also will become obstacles in a spiritual practice.
No, I understand. That's my answer. That's
okay.
My answer. That's my answer.
Okay. 跑步的回答就是上面的这些。
Yeah.
我们继续来看下一题。
It depends on different factors.
还是属于就是不同的情况，要具体分析。
But if we're lying for our own selfish interest, then yes, that would be an obstacle.
如果我们只是为了自身的自私的这种利益去说谎的话，那么这就是会给我们带来一种障碍。
But it's not necessarily always like that.
但是呢，并不是完全每一种情况都是这样的。
But if it is like that, then yes, it's an obstacle, and yes, some karma will come.
是的，如果为了自己的失利去说谎的话，那么它就会带来这种，它就会造业，然后呢，就会成为我们灵修路上的一种障碍。OK， 我们看下一题，刀吉大 C。感恩 Guru 翻译和各位 Vaishnava 奉献的莲花主，就有关冒犯这个问题有一点困惑，如对方有问题或错误的时候，生怕冒犯而不敢直言，而不敢直接直言提出，反之如果自己也有问题的时候，对方也处于同样的心理，那这样下去岂不是很危险吗？
And the next one, is it related? Same person.
One and the other.
Yeah, so what's the next question? It's the same person, I see.
What she means is if the others have some problem or have make some mistakes, afraid of offense, I didn't speak to them directly. And also, if I have a problem or make mistakes, maybe others, they have the same attitude to me. So in this way, is it dangerous? Because both of us didn't pick up Leah's problem or mistake.
We just try our best.
我们就尽我们就是尽我们最大的努力去做就可以了。
We can't always know or understand what other people are doing or feeling about us and vice versa. We may unknowingly disturb or offend someone. Sometimes we just don't know. We just try our best. We just try to have, you know, honest, open and respectful dealings with others, and we can avoid a lot of these things.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们可能并不清楚其他人对我们的感受，对我们的这个想法。有时候呢，可能我们的做法可能对别人造成了打扰，但是呢，我们自己却并不知晓。所以呢，就是像类似的情况呢，我们就需要保持对对方的一种就是开放的一种心态，彼此的相互的尊重。
Again, it's cultivating the mood and habit of being respectful to others, not being arrogant, helping others, being kind. If we cultivate these qualities, then we can avoid the things that she says much more easily.
就说我们应该去培养起这种彼此相互的尊重，就是相互的帮助，彼此相互友善的这样的习惯，而不要变得非常的傲慢自大。那么，如果我们能够培养起这样的心态的话呢，我们就很容易去避免你上面所谈论到的这些情况。
But if you know by nature we are angry or intolerant or impatient, then yeah, we're probably going to be offending a lot of people.
但是呢，如果我们的这个天性就倾向于容易发怒啊，无法容忍，那么。那么这样的话呢，就是我们就很容易去冒犯其他人。
So we can't, you know, know about every detail about others and ourselves, but if generally we are respectful, we are tolerant, we are kind, we try to help, then we can avoid a lot of this sort of thing.
对于我们自己还有他人，我们其实知道的这些细节详情并不是那么的清晰，所以呢如果我们就是能够保持容忍，能够保持友善的对待他人，尊重他人，那么我们就很容易能够避免很多的问题。
OK 了， So let's finish. That's the last question.
I saw there are another question from Doji.
You said it's the same thing?
Yeah.Related to this question.
So my same answer.
Okay. Maybe another point. Yeah, just repeat her question. 一直错误下去，直到自己反省为止吗？这种生怕冒犯，会不会是一种自私呢？对此有点困惑，希望咕噜给予开示，感恩咕噜。
Yes, what was the meaning?
His meaning is that because sometimes we are afraid of make offenses to devotees, so we didn't point out the devotees' problem or mistakes. So can we just continue this mistake until we reflect ourselves?
Same answer.
Okay. 是一样的。那 also this attitude is...
Wait. I haven't finished. I know the question. It's the same answer
okay. 其实你的这个问题我刚才就是还是同样的回答。
And then we have to question, are we in the position to correct them?
那么你需要就是去询问你是否在这个可以去纠正他们的这样的一个位置上。
Are we their friend? Are we their leader? Are we their senior? What is our relationship?
你需要考虑就是你跟对方的关系是什么？你是他的朋友呢？是他的领导呢？还是他的年长的这个奉献者呢？
So in correcting someone, these are all things to consider.
所以如果你想要去纠正某个人的话，你需要考虑上面的所有这些因素。
And remember, if we are eager to correct someone, we have to expect someone will correct us, and we have to be open to that.
而且你还要记住，如果我们非常热情的、热心的想要去纠正其他人的话，我们也要心态很开放的，能够接纳别人的批评、纠正。
Sometimes, you know, we are eager to point out others' wrongs, and if someone says something to us, we become very defensive.
有时候呢，可能我们特别的热切的想要指出、纠正他人的错误，但是当别人指出我们存在的错误的时候，我们就变得非常的，就是说为自己辩护、自我防御。
So these are things, and how do we correct people? That's another matter.
我们如何去能够恰当的去纠正他人呢？这是另外一个话题。
Out of kindness and compassion, or just, you know, out of some pride.
我们是带着这种友善、怜悯之心去指正他人呢，还是说我们出于这种骄傲自大，去批评纠正他人呢？
So these are all considerations. Otherwise, we just keep our mouth shut and mind our own business and improve ourselves.
否则的话呢，我们就只是就是自己闭嘴，然后呢，我们就是把精力、时间花在就是努力改善我们自身上。
And it'll take care of itself in its own time.
就是呢，我们自己也是需要花时间去就是说自己去改善的。
So we have to consider, am I the right person? Am I their friend? Am I their senior? Maybe I should tell someone else. Maybe it's not the right time, right? These are all things to think about.
所以呢，你想要去纠正他人是很多的需要考虑的要素的。我是不是纠正他的一个恰当的人选呢？我是他的朋友吗？还是我是属于他的年长的奉献者呢？那么我纠正他的这个时机是否恰当呢？所以这些都是需要考虑的。
And again, what is our attitude?
嗯，所以呢，就是我们的态度是什么样的？
We don't have to go around pointing out everybody's mistakes. Sometimes it's just better we focus on ourselves and be a good example.
嗯，所以呢，我们其实没有必要到处的，就是说去指正他人的这个错误。有些时候，我们能做的最好的就是我们专注于自己的这个修习，我们能够树立起一个好的榜样。
And if we do point something out, then we should do it with kindness.And sensitivity.
如果我们真的需要去纠正、指出他人的错误的时候，我们需要带着一种善意，带着一种敏感。
And be prepared to be corrected ourselves.
而且呢，我们也要准备接受他人对我们的一个指正。
Sometimes people are eager to correct others, but if somebody says something to them, they become very defensive.
所以呢，有时候人们特别热切的着急的想要指出他人的错误，但是当有人指出他们的问题的时候呢，他们自身就变得就是为自己辩护，自我防御。
I see another one there, but let's finish for today. It's 9:15.
Okay.就最后一个问题呢，我们可以留到下一次，因为现在已经是9:15了。
So thank you for listening.
感恩大家的聆听。
And so next week we will do the second forest fire, and then we will talk about the different kinds of Krishna's cowherd friends.
所以呢，在下一节课呢，我们来讲述有关第二场森林大火以及 Krishna 有关他的牧牛童朋友的这种分类。
Okay, thank you.
好的，
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, by the way.
祝你们圣诞节快乐。
Although probably none of us are really celebrating, but anyway, Merry Christmas.
可能我们中间就是很少有人庆祝这个圣诞节，但不管怎么说，还是要祝你们圣诞节快乐。Yeah, Merry Christmas. Same to you. Hare Krishna. Yeah.各位敬爱的尊敬的奉献者们，今天呢我们的讲课就到此结束，非常感谢我们敬爱的Chandrasekhar Prabhu给我们讲述的这么精彩的早课，特别感谢非常耐心的回答我们大家的这么多的问题，也感谢大家热情专注的聆听还有提出来的这么多的好的问题。我们留下的现在两个问题呢，就是我们等到下一周的时间再来回答。感谢你们大家，也特别感谢萨蒂玛大吉的一如既往的这个耐心的主播。也希望大家圣诞节快乐，还有即将到来的这个元旦快乐。也希望大家能够在 Krishna 知觉中健康快乐的度过每一天。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.